Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The 2012 Olympic Games are officially underway, but 12 hours before the official opening ceremony began at 8:12 p.m. local time, that's 2012 for those of you who tell time in the military fashion, bells rang out all over Great Britain. All the bells was the brainchild of Olympic organizer Martin Creed, who hoped to set a world record for the largest number of bells ringing simultaneously. Meg Monteith, who works for Mr. Creed's publisher, was present for the ringing of the bells in London's Leicester Square.
So as many people as possible around the nation have to ring any bell for 3 minutes as fast and as loudly as possible. And we've got bells all over the country. We've got bells in Alaska ringing, and apparently in New Zealand, and someone on a yoga retreat in Spain.
Across town, the bells of Big Ben tolled outside of their normal schedule for the first time since the death of King George VI in 1952. A London family of four, John, Isabel, Olivia, and Arthur, were among those appreciating the occasion.
We're standing just opposite Big Ben, and just to our left here is Westminster Bridge. And all the way over Westminster Bridge, people crowded in. The Olympics is this big thing with sport and achievement and running and fast, and almost a bit overwhelming for me, too much. This, wonderful. The power of the sound, it's all embracing. I love it.
There's a lady who had a phone, and she kept shaking it and it started ringing like it was a bell. It's really funny.
It's very loud, but even if it's very loud, it's also like a once-in-a-lifetime event.
I was surprised it wasn't as loud as I was expecting it to be. But then you always imagine that bells are going to be really thronging and bonging, don't you? But actually, I think there were so many people here, there was quite a throng anyway. I think it's an auspicious start to the 2012 Olympics in London.
Those attending the ringing of the bells were understandably enthused, but as these games approached, Londoners all across the city offered a more varied view on what the next fortnight would hold.
My name is Peter Haggart, and I'm a student in London. When I heard the Olympic Games were coming to London, initially it was sort of a vague excitement. As time has passed, I'd like to say I've become quietly excited, although British sensibilities mean that we don't often show it. We just like to mask it with cynicism and sort of derogatory comments about the way the traffic is.
My name's Patrick. I'm a black cab driver in central London. It's going to be extremely busy, and I think we could be end up in gridlock the way it's been set out at the moment. So, not good.
Billy.
Eloise.
Maya.
I'm just going to see the football.
Me and Eloise have got a T-shirt
that has the Olympic Games on the front, and on the back it says London 2012.